Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to continue to speak about what types of articles someone can put on their animal as they lead their animal from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Again, in the last Mishnah we discussed that if a person is leading their animal from one Rosh Hashanah to another, you can only lead it while it's wearing a garment that's necessary for the animal's use, but not something that's considered a burden, only something that's considered as an article of clothing necessary for the animal's travel. So the Mishnah says, Chamor yotze b'marda'as b'zman shehi kishur lo. A donkey is allowed to travel, let it go out of a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, while wearing a saddle cloth, a small saddle worn by the donkey throughout the day in order to keep him warm. Again, this saddle is considered like a tire, not considered a burden on the animal, an extra burden. Zecharim yotzen levuvim. Rams can go out strapped. Rams can go out with a leather pouch tied underneath their genitals to prevent them from breeding with the female animals. The pouch was shaped to fit properly, and it's considered, again, a tire, not considered a burden for the animal. Rechelos yotzos shechuzos. Female rams, a female sheep, can go out exposed. They can either go out with their tails tied to their backs, exposing their genitals in order to encourage breeding with the males, kavulos, or they can go out tied up. They can go out with their tails tied down to their legs to prevent breeding with the rams, ukvunos, or covered up. From birth, a cloth is bound around these sheep in order to protect their wool from becoming soiled. So again, this is considered a type of attire, a type of clothing for the animal, not a burdensome article on the animal, and you can lead out the animals wearing these types of attire. Ha'izim yotzeis tsururos. The she-goats can go out with their udders tied. Sometimes the udders are tied up for one of two reasons, either to dry up the milk so that the sheep becomes fatter. Other times a pouch is tied to the udders in order to prevent the milk from dripping and being wasted. Rabbi Yossi osur bakulan. Rabbi Yossi forbids all of these types of things, all the things that were listed in the Mishnah. He does not allow an animal to go out from one rishos to another rishos while wearing them. Chutz min arachelim hakabunos. Except for those she-goats who are covered up, since the purpose of the cover is in order to keep the wool clean, it's considered an article of clothing rather than a burden. Rabbi Yossi believes that the other types of coverings are considered burdensome. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'izim yotzos tsururos liyabesh avalo l'chalav. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama that the she-goats can go out with their udders tied, but he says he can only go, the sheep can only go out with their udders tied if it's for the purpose of drying up the milk. If it's for the purpose of catching any milk that's going to drip from the udder, Rabbi Yehuda says that since those types of ties are very loose on the animal, it may drop, and if it drops, he's concerned that maybe the shepherd will pick it up while he's in Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Gimel. Ubameh eino yotza. Up until now, we've been talking about articles which an animal can go out into another rishus. What can an animal not wear? Lo yetze gamal bimetul teles, lo akud velo rugel. A camel cannot go out with a patch on its tail, nor with its forelegs and hind legs chained together. In order to prevent the animal from running away, sometimes the shepherds would tie up one of their legs up to their bodies, only exposing three of their legs to the ground. It would slow down the animal. These types of things are considered burdensome on the animal, and a person cannot lead their camel from one rishus to another wearing these types of chains. V'chein shara kol behemos. Also, any other behema, not just the gamel, not just the camel. Lo yitchar gemalim ze baze v'yimshoch. Additionally, one cannot tie one camel to another, creating a parade of camels and lead them out. But what he can do is have each camel, one rope tied to each camel. He can hold all of these ropes together in his hand. But he cannot. He has to make sure that what he doesn't do is tie these ropes all together, wind them up together. That's considered as if it's a real burden, and he may not tie them up all together. The only time you can lead the animals from one rishus to another is if each of them has a single string, a rope, going from their necks.